Welcome to Hour 2 of Sports Saturday on KLBJ with hosts Ed and Ben Clements. They're taking calls at 512-836-0590 or toll-free at 877-590-KLBJ.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome back to Dirty Martin's Place. This is the End Zone Club, live on KLBJ Radio. Our show proudly brought to you by Plains Capital Bank, Howry, Breen, and Herman Attorneys at Law, Pokey Joe's Barbecue, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and right here, Dirty Martin's Place, your place for great burgers and NBA playoff action tonight. Ben, good afternoon. How are you? Nice to see those Longhorns, Christian Moss and Tommy Morrison, nice young guys. And I get the feeling we're going to be hearing them and seeing them on the PGA Tour very, very soon.
Yeah, Pop, I couldn't agree more. Texas is a powerhouse for golf. We all know that as y'all went through the list of major champions and championships from Texas being 10 majors out of the University of Texas. It's a powerhouse. It is amongst the best programs. So Christian and Tommy, I think we can expect big things out of them. Texas has been in the news a lot recently, Pop. It is NFL draft weekend. It's the, in my opinion, the second best football weekend of the year besides opening week. We have the draft, a lot of news out of that. We got to get into the draft. It's been a fun weekend so far watching football not being played but talked about.
It's been a great weekend on the draft, and as of last report, 11 Longhorns have been taken so far.
11
in the NFL draft, and that's shades of the great years of Fred Akers in the early 80s.
Yep.
When they had a lot of players taken. But it's an indication, as we talked about a lot, of where your program is. During the days of Charlie Strong and Tom Herman, Texas had few and far between draft picks, and now, after the third year of Steve Sarkisian, 11 players so far have been drafted, and there may be more to come.
Yeah, I mean, this just shows how, you know, it was Charlie Strong and Tom Herman years. That was, you know, 10 years of missed out fun for the Longhorns, what could have been. This is the fourth most players taken from one school in the draft since 1994, when they minimized it to 7 rounds in the draft. 11 players out of UT. There's tied with a handful of other schools, but fantastic, as we know. So, you know, since 1994, the draft is 7 rounds. Before that, it was 14 rounds in the draft when they established a salary cap. But this is fantastic. Texas had the first running back off the board. They had the most players from a school draft in the first 2 rounds with 9. This really is, it's an unbelievable turning point for the Longhorns, and I think this is very clear that Steve Sarkisian has been able to build this program, not only to a team that can win, but also that can develop players. For a long time, Texas was a team that couldn't develop players. But look at guys like Jordan Whittington, who just got drafted. Keelan Robinson, fourth-string running back a couple years ago. Just got drafted. This team is really, they're producing product that we haven't seen that in Austin in a long time.
And I love Jordan Whittington. He was drafted this afternoon by the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
I think that is flat-out terrific for Jordan Whittington. Now, the big story on day number 1 and on day number 2 and today has been the quarterbacks. It is unbelievable, the quarterback situation, all the quarterbacks taken. Let me go down
and
that
list. And the controversy with these quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Caleb Williams, of course, the first pick by the Chicago Bears.
Can't miss.
And then Jaden Daniels from LSU to the Washington Commanders.
I don't know about that pick right there, Pop. I'm not convinced.
I'm not convinced either. He put up some great numbers at LSU. I am not convinced about that either.
No.
But the Washington Commanders really loved him. Then, right after him, the third pick in the first round, Drake May, Mac quarterback from North Carolina. With all due respect to Mac Brown, I got a few questions about Drake May.
He just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing. No disrespect, Mac, friend of ours, bust. Drake May, he is Daniel Jones. He is one of these quarterbacks that was hot in college. You just got the shivers. I saw that. Did you just shake thinking about how bad Drake May is going to be in the NFL?
No, I did not. I don't think you can call him a bust yet, but I think of all this list of the top 4 or 5, he may be the guy. But see, he's not in a good situation.
Not at all.
He goes to New Orleans. He's playing for a defensive coach, and he is automatically now the savior of that offense for
England. Not so fast, Pop. Did you see who they also
got
drafted?
Joe Milton.
And no.
They got Joe Milton. And who else did they get? Joe Milton the third.
No. It was Joe Milton? Was that who it was? Okay, yes.
Joe Milton, third from Tennessee.
That was my point exactly.
Yeah.
They showed all this confidence in him by drafting another quarterback three rounds later.
Yeah. That just tells me they got no quarterbacks.
They have. If you have two, you got none,
yeah.
Right?
So it was Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and then the most controversial.
Hold on. By the way, you're wrong. You're talking about, who are we talking about right now for Drake May?
Drake May,
yeah,
for North Carolina went to the Patriots.
Yes, okay, yeah. You were saying New Orleans.
Oh,
you had me confused.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
I really apologize.
Because it's Spencer Rattler that went to the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
That's another story.
We'll get him in.
But Drake May, I think Milton's the better quarterback. Drake May looked better in college. He was more poised. But I think Joe Milton has a much bigger upside. He's more athletic. He has the huge arm. We all know in college football, you can get away with being a... You know, what's the word? You can be a standard quarterback, draw back, you have a good old line, you have some good receivers. But Joe Milton has all the tools to be a great NFL quarterback if he's developed.
He does, but Drake May has the height. He's got the skill set more than Joe Milton does.
I just
does.
See Daniel Jones in him. That's all I see right now.
Well,
Daniel
anytime,
Jones.
Anytime you
or
think
Zach
of,
Wilson.
Anytime you look at a New England quarterback, you're thinking, you know,
yeah.
Mac Jones has been so bad. Now, the most controversial selection came at the eighth pick in the first round. When Michael Penick got chosen by the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta has just given Kirk Cousins a 4-year, $180 million deal.
Yep.
What in the world are they thinking? I just don't get it because Kirk Cousins is going to play. They gave him a 4-year contract. He's going to play for at least 2 or 3 years. I know he's in his upper 30s, but I just don't get it.
Yeah. It's tough for me because immediately they were bombarded. You know, the Falcons in Atlanta were bombarded. And we even saw the clip of the war room, of Atlanta's war room. They had their GM there explaining to Arthur Blank what the hell he just did.
Yeah.
And it was the most awkward video. You can see him making the hand gestures like, look, boss, this is what our plan is. This is why I did it. And Arthur Blank looked furious. But they jumped in their back so quickly. Remember what happened with the Packers,
mm-hmm.
with a man named Aaron Rodgers,
right.
who was drafted, and Brett Favre still had 3 years on his contract.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers went there, and he waited his time, he bided his time, and then he went on to be one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever lived. I'm not saying that Michael Penix is going to be one of those guys, but, you know, and they, you know, he's 23, he's not 30, he's not 25, he's older, but he's not an old man, he's still in his youth, he's not hit his peak yet. It's a strange move.
But for Kirk Cousins, and they told Kirk Cousins right as they're making the call to Michael Penix, they're going to do. But it, to me, it just is bad optics to say, okay, Kirk, you're a quarterback for 4 years, and we're going to help you all we can, but, oh, we're going to draft a quarterback way, way too early. We got to take a quick break. After this break, your phone calls at 512-836-0590. It's all draft talk. We'll also talk about the NBA and much, much more. We're live at Dirty Martin's Place, your iconic burger joint here on Guadalupe. Come and see us and enjoy NBA basketball action tonight. We'll be back, and we'd love your comments on the draft, the winners and the losers, and where the Longhorns all went. We'll have that and much, much more here on KLBJ. Back on the End Zone Club. I'm Ed Clements along with Ben Clements. We're live from Dirty Martin's Place. Come on down and enjoy NBA basketball action tonight. The draft still going on. Our show proudly brought to you by Plains Capital Bank. Thank you, Paul Hollebeck and crew at Plains Capital Bank. Howery, Breen, and Herman, attorneys at law. Pokey Joe's Barbecue, great Texas barbecue on this Saturday night. Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and by Dirty Martin's Place. Ben, we're talking about the quarterbacks taken in the NFL draft, led by Caleb Williams. On Caleb Williams, I think he can lead the Bears to the promised land, but it's going to be difficult.
No, Pop, I agree. You know, this is one of those drafts where you don't look anywhere else. It was always Caleb Williams. You know, it was kind of like the movie Draft Day. Nobody but. You got to go with this guy. Caleb Williams, you couldn't not pick him. He was the clear favorite. How angry does this make Oklahoma fans?
I think,
you think watching all this,
really, really
just
mad.
Knowing what could have been the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
I think at OU he would have been more successful than at USC. Just knowing what could have been at OU with Caleb Williams, how
sure.
mad that must make them.
It makes them mad, and ironically, two former OU quarterbacks got drafted.
They yeah. Spencer Rattler, too.
But Caleb Williams, to me, as I said, went first. Jaden Daniels, LSU, went second to the Washington Commanders. Michael Penix, again, goes to Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be interesting. And I heard one of the commentators today say, how is that going to be in camp in the summertime when Kirk Cousins is still trying to rehab from his injury and Michael Penix is throwing bullets to receivers?
Well, Pop, look, I think maybe I'm the contrarian here because I think it's a great move. I think you might even one day call it brilliant. Because, yeah, you got Kirk Cousins. You signed him to way too much money. They're idiots. Kirk Cousins is not a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
No.
He's not an MVP. He's never led the league in passing or passing touchdowns. He's not a Hall of Famer.
But he's very
Why
good. He's
in
good.
The heck would you give him $180 million? That's on them.
That's on Arthur
Blank. That's on Arthur Blank.
Every team, they want to have, quote-unquote, my franchise quarterback.
Who are your receivers? Exactly. You
yeah.
don't have some stud receiver that you got to go get a $180 million quarterback. They screwed up. And I think by getting Michael Penix, that's a tough name to say.
Tough name
you
to
gotta,
say.
You got to walk closely
on that one.
With that one
yeah.
I think it was smart because that is the future. We saw him this past season.
Oh,
we
did.
Watched him in person
yeah. Yeah.
in New Orleans. The guy has a cannon. He's smart. He knows when to throw the ball, when not to throw the ball. Yeah, he digressed in the national championship, but he'll be a great NFL quarterback. I think he has all the assets to be a phenomenal quarterback. And Kirk Cousins, he's vulnerable to injury. He's good. He's great.
He's older. He's older.
But he's not fantastic. And they know that they can give the rings to Michael here in 3 or 4 years, and he'll be seasoned. He'll learn under a really good veteran. I think he was brilliant. And time will tell, but I think history in 5 years will tell us that was the right move, and shame on everybody for calling them on a bluff.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons with Bijan Robinson
yep.
and now Michael Penix in the future, that looks very, very bright. So it was Penix at first round, eighth pick. Then at the 10th pick, you talked about the word bust. This is a guy that I got to give him accolades. His team won the national title. He played beautifully in the national title game. That's J.J. McCarthy, who goes to Kirk Cousins' old team, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
I'm not sure of that pick. I'm not sure of that pick.
Yeah, I don't know. There have been a lot of picks that were head-scratchers to me. I think really the only clear choice, the only clear good move has been Caleb Williams. I wasn't very impressed with the quarterback play in this draft besides Caleb Williams. Running backs was really lacking. Receivers was the best, I think, action this year in the draft. It's been a strange draft to me.
You know, it's been a strange draft. There were a lot of good quarterbacks, but...
And it's also, this is the most offensive players taken in the first round in
yeah.
the history of the draft.
So after McCarthy to the Vikings, let me tell you, Bo
yeah.
Nix
yeah.
went to Denver. Bo Nix could be a sleeper. I like Bo Nix. He was a former Auburn quarterback,
no.
then went to Oregon. I like Bo Nix. I think he's going to be good.
Between Drake May, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, I just don't have a lot of faith in any of them. Maybe just because, you know, we're used to seeing them in college and I can't see them in an NFL jersey, but I do not see them being great quarterbacks in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy, definitely not. He was great in Michigan, but he was a system quarterback. He's like those old Alabama quarterbacks like A.J. McCarron. He did great under that system. And
like Mac Jones. Yeah.
Like a Mac Jones. Bo Nix, too. You know, if he was phenomenal, he would have stayed at Auburn and they would have gone somewhere. But he wasn't, so I don't have a lot of faith in him.
Other quarterbacks drafted today in the fifth round, Spencer Rattler from South Carolina, former OU quarterback, goes to the New Orleans Saints. A lot of people are still high on Spencer Rattler. He had a great Senior Bowl game. I don't know. We saw him play against Texas.
He had a good Senior Bowl game. He
yeah.
had a good All-Star game, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I had a good All-Star game in 2007, but I'm not in the MLB right now.
But we witnessed when the University of Texas created Caleb Williams
yeah.
when they knocked Spencer Rattler out of the game, and Caleb Williams scored on his first play.
I think people And unfortunately, the Saints right now are still holding on and grasping on the fact that he could be the next Kyler Murray, and it's not going to happen. He's not as fast. He's not as sharp in the pocket, and he doesn't have the arm strength. And I think Saints fans are mad right now because they got rid of Jameis Winston, who is goofy as all can be, but he was a better quarterback than Spencer Rattler is. I think Saints fans are they're a little disgruntled with that pick.
Okay, after Spencer Rattler in the fifth round, Jordan Travis, the hard luck Florida State quarterback, drafted by the Jets.
Can he play? Right? Can he walk?
I don't know if he can play yet because he had a debilitating injury.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he is in his rehab, but
yeah.
I like the kid. I feel sorry for him.
It's a great
feel-good
story.
It is. He was drafted by the Jets, and we talked about in the sixth round, Joe Milton, who throws a ball further than anybody in this draft from Tennessee, goes to New England.
So I like the pick.
You're thinking that he could supersede Drake May.
I like the pick a lot. You know, it's going to be a quarterback competition. I pray that New England gets Hard Knocks so we can see this happen. I think it'll be very interesting.
I want Atlanta to have Hard Knocks to see Penix and Kirk Cousins.
That could be. That is all. That's
gonna good.
Be, but, you know, Atlanta and Art are not going to give Michael Penix, no matter how good he looks, they're not going to give him the starting role.
Oh, no.
Kirk Cousins is going to show up with a hand grenade to that facility if he gets the backup job. Let's real quick, Pop.
Let me okay. two other quarterbacks
okay.
got drafted.
Two more.
Devin Leary from Kentucky goes to Baltimore. And then in the seventh round today, this is a guy a lot of people like, Michael Pratt, from Tulane, goes to the Green Bay Packers.
It's funny. I actually have seen a lot of highlights. He has a really strong arm. You know, it'll be an uphill battle for him to get a starting position, but I do like that guy. He has a really good arm. He's really good in the pocket. You know, these late round quarterback picks, they're aiming to be very, you know, good backups.
Well, Jordan Love is established in Green Bay. He's not going anywhere.
Well, no, of course. But, you know, I think Brock Purdy is the exception to this, that these late-round quarterback draft picks, they're not looking for not a lot. They're looking for a lot, but they need very good, diligent backup quarterbacks.
They do. They do.
Let's get into the Texas players that have been drafted. 11 so far. This has been a highlight, monumental draft for the Texas football program, and all hats off to Steve Sarkisian. So let's go down the list. First, Byron Murphy going 16th pick overall to the Seattle Seahawks.
Great place for him.
Great place for him. Seattle was over the moon for him. Then we had Xavier Worthy. He was the 28th pick overall going to the Chiefs. I had to text you this because I was shocked. We also, this is for another time, Buffalo Bills, our former second favorite team.
Of ours, Mitch Morris is now a member of Jacksonville.
So,
by the way, Kansas City has been the kryptonite for Buffalo for years and years and years. And what do they do? Explain what they did.
And once again, they prove it. The Buffalo Bills, I guess they freaked out, and they traded away their pick, the 28th overall, to the Chiefs for a second-round pick, two second-round picks, and a third-round pick. And so they give hand Chiefs the fastest player in combine history, Xavier Worthy, which really ruffled some skin in Buffalo.
I think this is a superb pick.
Within seconds, Patrick Mahomes is tweeting about the pick.
Yeah.
So excited for Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, he's not as durable or built like Tyreek Hill, but he has speed, speed, speed. And I can just see. And see, this is interesting because Kansas City, let's be honest, not very good last year on offense. Defense won them a Super Bowl.
Whoa. The Super Bowl winning team.
They were not great on offense last year.
Remember, you know, the point of the game is to score more points than the opposing team.
It is, but defense led them last year. Remember their wide receivers last year, dropsies?
Yeah.
You know, and the other Rice, the wide receiver now is speeding through Dallas.
Who's going to be
I think it's a great move for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my
Andy
gosh, yeah.
Reid.
Well,
they've just got to get Xavier Worthy in the mix.
I almost feel bad for Xavier because people are already comparing him to Tyreek Hill.
Don't feel bad about him. He's going to make $1 billion.
But the expectation, I know he's going to be a millionaire. We know that. He already is. But the expectations right now are already the second coming of Tyreek Hill. He's a lot skinnier. He does not have the weight, but he's got the wheels. This was the perfect place for Xavier Worthy. He needed an elite quarterback that can pinpoint him as soon as he gets open, like the you know, drop the hat. This was perfect for him. But which ironic is that 2 weeks ago, or let's say 2 months ago, A.D. Mitchell was the clear best receiver from Texas. He was the first-round draft pick. Xavier goes to the combine, runs a 4.22, best combine 40 ever. All of a sudden, he is the number one receiver from Texas and a first-round draft pick to the Super Bowl-winning Chiefs. This is Christmas for him.
It is Christmas, and they have a chance to have a three-peat. I really believe they have a chance because the core of their team is, and again, their defense is intact. They now have, they've got Xavier Worthy, a legitimate speed guy out there. They still have Travis Swift, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes. I think it's a great opportunity. We need to take a break, but after this break, we're going to talk about the other Longhorn selected, including A.D. Mitchell, who you just talked about, a strange situation with Mitchell, the great Longhorn wide receiver. This is the End Zone Club live from Dirty Martin's Place. Come and see us. Get a great burger and fries here on Guadalupe. News is next on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Back in the End Zone Club live from Dirty Martin's Place. I'm Ed Clements along with Ben Clements. NBA basketball going on right now. Boston in Miami. Boston leads 76-55. A lot of basketball action today. Dallas Mavericks were winners last night. They'll play the LA Clippers tomorrow, Ben.
Yeah, it's not good for some for a former Longhorn and the so-called greatest of all time, LeBron. The Lakers down 0-3 against the Nuggets, and Kevin Durant and his sons. Not great.
I hate that because they're the marquee players, and we love Kevin Durant. And I know the time's going to get LeBron James, but in no way they're going to come back from 0-3. Durant may come back with Phoenix, but I don't think there's any way that L.A. comes back against the Denver Nuggets 0-3.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, Mavericks, though, that's, you know, that's our team. You know, it's they're great. So we need to get caught back up in the NBA. Once the draft is over, we'll get more into the NBA starting next week so we can dive in. Maybe we'll have our buddy James Laughlin of the Northern Pelicans to call in and give us the update with the NBA. Give us an NBA preview.
Back on the NBA, on the NFL draft, we talked about Byron Murphy, Xavier Worthy. Then in the second round, pick number 38, Tavondre Sweat, the big defensive tackle, goes to the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
I think his stock went down a little bit after his unfortunate DWI.
Yeah.
I think he got labeled as a party animal, which is not very fair, but he's in a good spot with the Tennessee Titans. You're telling me about Tennessee's first picks, Tavondre.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other guy?
So Tavondre Sweat, their first two picks and an offensive lineman from Alabama have a combined 700 pounds.
Wow.
In O-line. Tavondre Sweat, though, you know, he got the award for best interior D-lineman.
He's going to play a long time.
360 pounds he is. He'll play for a long time. I agree. I think his draft stock went down to the DWI, but, you know, what you do on your off time, you learn. He's young. You learn and you live. He'll be fantastic. I think they're worried about his speed and his mobility, but look at the tape. He's one of those guys, just look at the tape and what he did.
He ran well at the combine, ran beautifully.
But look what he did against Alabama and what he did against Washington. Texas lost that game, but against Washington, he had 9 tackles. He played fantastic. So I think Tennessee's a great spot for Tavondre.
After Tavondre Sweat in the second round, Jonathan Brooks, a running back. Who was first running back off the board, who was injured this year, had ACL surgery. It is great that a guy, he's the first running back taken. That's a good news. The bad news is, to me, I hate to be negative, he's going to be playing for the Carolina Panthers, the Siberia of the NFL.
Yeah, but you know what, Pop? I in my opinion, this is fantastic. Look, this guy is coming off of a torn ACL. He had no combine or pro day testing, and he was still the first running back off the board. You want to talk about looking at the tape? Jonathan Brooks earned it. Had he not torn his ACL against TCU, he would have been the Walter Camp, the best running back.
Doak Walker.
The Doak Walker Award winner. He might have been in the Heisman finalist ceremony. He was one of the best players in college football. So without a combine, with the torn ACL and no pro day, him to go first running back off the board, it's fantastic. Unfortunately, he's going to Carolina, but he's got his buddy, John. He has his buddy that we'll talk about a little bit.
Yeah, Jonathan Brooks to Carolina. Then in round 2, pick number 52, A.D. Mitchell goes to the Indianapolis Colts. Strange situation. He fell dramatically.
Okay, yeah.
I thought he was going to be a first-round selection. Tell everybody what the Baltimore, excuse me, the Indianapolis GM said. We can't put his comments on there because he was so mad and cursing when they selected AD. He's mad at the NFL.
Well, let's talk about it. Like you said, everybody thought he'd be a first-round draft pick, and then everybody thought that the Bills, first pick of the second round, he was a no-brainer to the Bills. They didn't get him. There are all these rumors that are coming out about him being a locker room cancer, about him being, you know, off the field a problem. I even saw a rumor about him that people worried about him being a diabetic, which I don't know if that's even true. I don't know if it's even legal for us to talk about that on the radio.
It's HIPAA rules, but HIPAA I guess rules. It's the NFL,
but
dude.
These crazy rumors and the – I mean, good for the Colts GM to come out and said it is complete nonsense, BS in his words, and he went on a tirade in front of the media disparaging the national media for their no sources comments about AD. But I think that, in my opinion, that's the biggest steal of the draft. Him falling that far. Again, watch the tape. And not just at Texas, what he did at Georgia. He was one of the most prolific pass catchers in the last two seasons in college football. I was sad that he didn't go in the first round. I was angry that he didn't go to the Bills' first pick of the second round. He was angry. Did you watch him get drafted? Did you watch the video?
You told me that he wasn't happy.
You could tell that he looked mad. He's one of those guys that he's writing the teams down. He'll be one of those guys that has on his locker in Indy, he'll have every team that passed him up.
Yeah.
And use that as fuel for the fire, because in no way, shape, or form should he have fallen that far. And love Xavier Worthy. So happy for him. He's a better receiver. He's an all-around better receiver. He's taller, has better hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the speed, but nobody has the speed that Xavier has. So that's the biggest steal of the draft right there.
Now in round four, pick number 101, our friend Jatavion Sanders, who we had on the radio this show a few weeks ago, his picture's up on the wall here. He's going to the Carolina Panthers. Again, great news you drafted. Not so good news you go to Carolina, but he's with Bryce Young, a nice young quarterback, and he's with Jonathan Brooks.
Like I tried to say, but I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Joining Jonathan Brooks with Carolina, you know, tight ends, it's hit or miss, but I think with Carolina, he's in a good spot because they are pretty lacking in tight end there with the Panthers. So this is a good spot for him. He'll have a little bit of comfort with Jonathan Brooks there.
Yeah.
I'm happy for our guy, Jatavion. You know, three weeks ago, he just wanted to be drafted. He was just happy for the opportunity. This is when was the last time we saw Texas tight end be drafted?
It's been a long time, but I hope he's going to make the team.
Yeah.
And I hope he can make some noise. Okay, next came Christian Jones, the tackle. We talked about him when we were playing golf today.
Yeah.
He goes to a good situation. The Arizona Cardinals in round five, pick number 162.
Yeah. That's a guy that fifth-year senior out of Texas, or sixth-year, really, because he had the COVID year and injury year. He was the heart and soul of the O-line the past 3 years for Texas. You know, 2 years ago, he was undraftable, but he has a great year last season. He proved he got bigger, he got stronger, and he got a lot quicker. And I think he's proven with his size that he can go be a 8 to 10 year vet in the NFL with what he's produced past year.
Now in round five, pick number 167, this is a cool pick, I think. It is Keelan Robinson, the running back, the transfer from Alabama, who was exciting. He's going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I get the sneaking feeling they're going to use him, Ben, on the new kickoff rules, and he's going to be a scat back. I think it's a great place for Keelan Robinson.
Coach Choice, that is 2 miles away from us right here, Pop, the running back coach of Texas, deserves a raise. He deserves a hug, and he needs to be interviewed on how he did this. There's a great photo that was posted today by Coach Choice on Twitter and Instagram. It was 2 years ago. It showed during a Texas football game at home, clearly the defense was on the field, and they had a photo of the five running backs that were on the bench sitting together. Going down the list, Keelan Robinson, Roschon Johnson, Jonathan Brooks, Jaden Blue, and Bijan Robinson.
All but one in the NFL.
One of them remains, and he's the only one that's not in the NFL.
Jaden Blue.
Coach Choice has done a fantastic job. Keelan Robinson was the fourth string 2 years ago, and now he finds himself being drafted. That's an unbelievable job. I think what the NFL and what these teams saw in him was lightning quick speed. I think
they
saw somebody that can get around the edge and burn everybody in sight. Happy for Keelan Robinson because we didn't see a lot of him.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, how fascinating is that? That we don't know a whole lot about him because he was overshadowed by C.J. Baxter and Jonathan Brooks this past year. Two years ago, it was Bijan and it was Roshan.
All we know, he's a gamer.
He's a gamer quick, and he was still managed to get drafted. So I'm interested to see what will happen, but he'll make a team based on his quickness.
And he's with our team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Isaiah Jones, your buddy from Austin High School, our friend Mitch Morris from here in Austin.
Yep.
So, hey, he's on the Jaguars. Now, still in round five, pick 175. This could be the sleeper for me, Jalen Ford, the linebacker.
Yeah.
This guy is going to play a long time.
I went to the chat rooms on their Twitter, and this is a guy that a lot of their fan base was saying, this is their guy. This was a steal to get this late. Jalen Ford, who was the heart and soul of the defense this past season, who was the outspoken leader.
He's a man.
He was a man amongst boys. He's big and he's fast, and he can track anybody down, whether it's a slot receiver or a running back. This was a great, great pick. Excited for Jalen Ford because he kind of went under my radar when we were talking about the draft because it's so offensive heavy with Texas prospects that Jalen Ford, I almost forgot that he's on the draft board.
Now, going to round six, pick number 195. This is great for Ryan Watts, the cornerback.
Yeah.
Cornerback, he's going to play for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
What a great situation for Ryan Watts, the cornerback. He is going to learn and learn and learn. And if you're a defensive player and you get picked by Pittsburgh, you're going to be going, I'm playing for a defensive guy, Mike Tomlin.
Ryan,
I think it's great.
Ryan Watts, there's one word for him, it's consistency. In his 3 years at Texas, he was consistent. He was always there. I know there were some questions about the Texas defensive backs, but he was never amongst them. It's a good pick for them. Texas has been, I don't want to call them DBU, but consistently producing very good cornerbacks as of recently. And Ryan Watts, that's a really good home for him.
And finally, in round six,
the best pick.
Pick number 213.
The best pick.
Jordan Whittington, the wide receiver, goes to the L.A. Rams. I am so happy he got picked up by the Rams. He's playing for a great offensive coach. He's got a veteran quarterback. And Jordan Whittington, the wide receiver, the sky's going to be the limit. I think he's going to have to play some special teams and work his way in. But if you want to look for a guy who's going to work his tail off, Jordan Whittington is a guy. I think this is a great situation for one of my favorite Longhorns.
Oh, a lifetime Longhorn. And people said that Texas can develop talent. This is a guy that has suffered injuries, had a lot of pushbacks, who has never been the guy, but he was beloved by Texas. He was my favorite pick of this draft as a Longhorn fan, as Longhorn faithful. He'll always have a home here in Austin. What made me really happy, Pop, I saw this today, that Xavier Worthy, Jonathan Brooks, and Sweat, they all went to Jordan Whittington's house this morning to watch with him, expecting him to get drafted, but they all showed up this morning to support him, and how cool of a scene that must have been. Jordan Whittington, for a long time, he's been a fan favorite. He's never been the receptions leader, never been the touchdowns leader, he's never been the star, but he was a grinder, he was a workhorse, and he deserves it.
He could have gone to the draft last year, but he decided to come back and wasn't the main receiver. AD and Xavier were, but he played a key role for the Longhorns all year long. We got to take a break. After this break, more on the NFL draft and much, much more from Dirty Martin's Place, the iconic burger joint on the Drag in Austin, where fans are watching basketball and people are enjoying OT specials and french fries and cheeseburgers and all the great food here at Dirty Martin's Place, celebrating 98 years in Austin. This is the place to be if you love sports and just love it. All right, we'll be back with more on the End Zone Club, Ed and Ben, live from Dirty's right after this. Welcome back to the End Zone Club, live from Dirty Martin's. Our show proudly brought to you by Howery, Breen & Herman, attorneys at law, Plains Capital Bank, Hokie Joe's Barbecue, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, S&B Amusements, and Dairy Martin's Place. Our buddy Kyle is back at the studio. Thank you, Kyle, for doing such a great job. I'm Ed Clements along with Ben Clements from Dirties. We've been talking about the draft. 11 players taken. Ben, that is truly phenomenal that Texas has 11 players taken in this year's NFL draft. Just only a few years ago, pre-Steve Sarkisian, we would have one or two. This is a great accomplishment and a testament what Steve is doing over there at the 40 Acres.
Yeah, I'll say it. I said it once, I'll say it again. This just shows us how Charlie Strong and Tom Herman robbed us of fun for 10 years. They robbed us blind of fun and excitement and anticipation and satisfaction for 10 years. 11 players off the board for Texas, the most in modern history for the Horns, second to 1984. You remember how many people were drafted in 1984?
It might have been 17.
17, yeah. And that's back when they were 14 rounds in the draft, and then they had the salary cap change, so they moved it to 7.
Yeah.
But that's phenomenal. Texas actually has the most. He said 17 is the most ever drafted in one class.
That was one of Jeff Ward's first years. That was a phenomenal year. And by the way, Jeff was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so this is a testament to not a testament to Charlie Strong, to Steve Sarkisian.
Right.
And what he's done in 3 short years, going from a playoff berth to 11 guys drafted. I mean, there's nothing more you can say.
And looking ahead to next year, if Quinn Ewers has the year,
he could be better next year.
He could be drafted high. The tackle, Banks.
Kelvin Banks will surely be a first-round draft pick.
Right.
Quinn Ewers, you know, he's flirting with being maybe the number one pick overall. Who else?
I don't know who else, but I just...
Don't look at me and tell me Shedeur Sanders, or I'll throw this Tito's Handmade Vodka at your face.
Right now, well, I'm not going to disparage anybody. He could be. He's going to be.
Yeah.
He will be drafted.
But
we know
the point is that it's only getting better because Texas, you know, you don't want to put too much in the bucket here, but this is just another thing, another step in the right direction for Steve Sarkisian. 11 players. 5 years ago, you wouldn't believe that.
No, you wouldn't believe that. I think it's now the time of the transfer portal and NIL, as we know. And listen, with the NIL as it is and the transfer portal for the Texas Longhorns, this should happen every year if you have upperclassmen.
Yep.
Because of the advantage the University of Texas has with all the money. You were going to tell me a story
Steve Sarkisian? Before I do, this is another kind of satisfaction for Texas. They have more than Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and A&M combined.
Wow, is that right?
Also, this is something that I don't think we would have expected since the, you know, Jamal Charles, Cedric Benson days, but Texas now in 2 straight years has 2 running backs off the board. In two years, they've had 4 running backs.
Bijan, Roshan
this year.
Jonathan Brooks and Keelan.
They've had 4 running backs drafted in 2 seasons.
And running backs are not at a premium anymore. And
no.
That shows how Texas and Rashad Choice, the running backs coach, you know, have coaching them up.
I told you about that photo that Coach Choice tweeted today. 2 years ago, the running back room, 4 of those guys are now in the NFL. One remaining is Jaden Blue.
Yeah.
Who could be a premium back with C.J. Baxter next year. So it just hats off to all the coaches. I did want to mention this to you. Because I found this kind of fascinating. Recently, Steve Sarkisian was asked about if he had considered returning to Alabama and taking the Alabama job after Nick Saban retired. And he was quoted saying, quote, "Naturally, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it. But it took me all of about 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that."
And Ben, this is the best job in the country. The University of Texas job down the street is the best job in the country. Steve Sarkisian's pictures here at Dirty's. This is where he has lunch quite often. It is the best job because the way the setup is now with name, image, likeness, Texas has no salary cap.
Yeah.
There is no salary cap. And I know a lot of people, and I don't like it that much, but let me just say, it's the system we have today. And if the system remains the same, Texas should thrive for years and years to come. Monday, Ricky Williams is having a golf tournament at Barton Creek. All the money goes to Texas One. the fundraising arm of the University of Texas. So it is, it should be this way for a long, long time. I don't like it, but it is what it is. And Texas football fans, with the great alumni base and the money, are willing, ready, and able to help buy players.
I appreciate that he thought that he was honest. He said he thought about it. It took him a minute, but he thought about it. You know, maybe I should. No, I can't. Maybe I should. No, I can't. Because, like you said, this is a destination that you can't get much better. We talked off air this week. There are maybe three programs that benefit as much as Texas does with NIL, and I think it's A&M, and I think it's maybe USC, and maybe Ohio State.
Ohio State and Oklahoma to some extent, and maybe Michigan to some extent.
But there's a handful of guys that benefit, but Texas might be the premium. Right. Unlimited money.
Yeah.
You live in Austin, Texas. He was given $60 million, a country club membership. He's given cars. He's given a big old house.
Jets. Access to jets.
I mean, what you get as a coach here is worth it. And when you produce the product, they're going to keep giving you more.
But most importantly, what you get here with University of Texas, you get an alumni base. As you said, 10 years in the dark with Charlie and Tom. They're hungry for championships in all sports, and they care. And that's why the season tickets are sold over at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium. That's why. Okay, we got to say goodbye. This has gone too quickly. Congratulations to all the Longhorns drafted, especially our friend Tavavian. We're seeing his picture here at Dirty Martin's Place. Come and see the picture here at our Mac Brown table, our End Zone Club and Sports Saturday table. Been fun. We'll see you next week, Ben. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And thanks again, Kyle, for a wonderful job back on the studios at KLBJ Radio. And thanks to Dirty Martins, Jake and all the gang here, and Mark and Daniel for all the gang. We'll see you next week on the End Zone Club on KLBJ.